Director General of the World Trade Organization, WTO, Roberto Azevedo, has lauded the government's economic reform program, noting that it is a step in the right direction as the country seeks to benefit from trade. Mr. Azevedo, who was on an official visit to the island recently, was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne. Here are excerpts of that interview.
Mr. Azevedo, what are your comments on Jamaica's economic reform program, the steps it has been taking in trade facilitation, ease of doing business, that kind of thing?
They are extremely important. I think for an economy like Jamaica, with the size of the economy, the access that it has to markets which have pretty much opened themselves up to Jamaica completely, trade should be at the top of the agenda. And you cannot have successful trade policies without having an environment which is friendly for business. And I think Jamaica has done a tremendous effort in this area, successfully, by the way, moving up in the ranking of ease of doing business list. I think that trade facilitation is extremely important, particularly in island states like Jamaica, where interconnectivity is a problem, where the costs of trade is usually higher, lack of scale because of the size of the economy. So lowering the costs of doing trade is absolutely fundamental if you want to benefit from trade. And Jamaica is doing tremendous steps in that direction.
And you think that generally the country ought to continue on this path, that this is the only viable path?
Absolutely. And you see examples all over the world, particularly small economies. It is very difficult to see an economy with a small-scale market justifying investments, justifying production in the higher end of the global value chains. For that to happen, you have to be fully integrated into the global markets. If you're not, you're going to be left behind. And it's not about the size of the economy. It's about the platform that that country offers for investors and for companies who want to do business, not only for the domestic market. You're talking about in the Caribbean, here in Jamaica, globally speaking, very small markets, but that can be very well connected in the global trade flows.
But there have been leading scholars in economics, Ha-Jung Chang, Danny Roderick, who have pointed out that developing countries like Jamaica have not benefited from liberalization, Mr. Azevedo, that this whole scale liberalization has not resulted in the kind of economic growth that we should have. What's your response?
But models exhaust themselves. You're talking about economy. So, for example, the whole argument that the industrialized countries had high tariffs when they were industrializing, they had very big domestic markets. So those countries had a basis to produce to in a very large consumer market. And the conditions for integration at that point in time, transportation was high.
Yes.
The timing for doing business was completely different. Those markets were mostly independent from each other. Today, you have a world economy where the cost of doing business has lowered dramatically since the event of the container.
Yes.
The standardization, communications,
sure.
The integration and the ability to buy and sell, it's completely different. You're talking about a completely different set of rules of engagement. Now, if you look at today's world, that old model doesn't work any longer. Today, it's about competitiveness. Today, it's about how well can you compete in the global markets? How can you make sure that somebody who is doing business in your country can tap not only your market, but also the markets that are close by, the markets that they can be accessed from this platform? If you miss that point, you miss the whole picture. Now, that's not something that the private sector can do alone.
Yes.
That's not something that the government can do alone. This is something that has to have a coherent strategy that looks at all the elements of the productive chain, and that has to do with not only the regulatory environment, but also the supply side constraints that have to be addressed in each country. There is no single recipe, something that works for everyone. Each country will have to find the right ingredients for a recipe that will make a successful trade environment.
Director General of the World Trade Organization, Roberto Azevedo, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.